It is Tuesday, May 28th, 2013, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from Serta Pro Painters, serving residential and commercial clients with interior and exterior painting and interior design, deck and fence staining, and specialty finishes. Locally owned and operated by Aaron Lewis. Estimates and information at 1-800-GO-CERTA or CERTAPRO.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a historic dam near Eureka Springs needs some help to stay strong. The Young Actors Guild in Van Buren prepares a big musical. And a conversation about efforts to get more veterans hired in Arkansas.
But first, Governor Mike Beebe is expected to announce a replacement this week for the state's treasurer. Martha Schaffner resigned under pressure a week ago today as she faces federal extortion charges. Matt DeCampbell, a spokesman for the governor, says they were looking for someone relatively apolitical who could restore credibility to the office.
The governor has found the person he wants to appoint to fill out the rest of the term for treasurer with the departure of Martha Schaffner. We are going to make that announcement on Wednesday of next week, and that's for a couple of reasons. Procedurally, we have some things we have to do on our end, like with any appointment, and of course, we're going to be very diligent since this is the first time we've appointed a constitutional officer.
DeCampbell would not name who will fill the position or give away any hints about the person's background.
The head of the Arkansas District of the U.S. Small Business Administration says it's working with banks to make sure they're willing to extend loans to returning veterans wanting to open a business. Director Linda Nelson tells Talk Business Arkansas that it's critical.
And I think that owning their own business would give them that sense of ability to take charge of their own destiny, as well as contributing back and give them the kind of satisfaction that they deserve.
She says military training gives veterans attributes beneficial to running a small business. More from Linda Nelson later on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
Senator Mark Pryor's vote against a bill that would expand gun background checks is the subject of a new political attack ad from a gun control group tied to New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. The ad invokes the shooting death of former Democratic Party of Arkansas Chairman Bill Watney. In it, Angela Bradford Barnes, chief financial officer for the party at the time, expresses regret that Pryor voted against the background check bill.
When my dear innocent friend was shot to death, I didn't blame guns. I blamed a system that makes it so terribly easy for criminals or the dangerous mentally ill to buy guns. That's why I was so disappointed when Mark Pryor voted against comprehensive background checks.
Pryor has answered back to say that he was Watney's friend and he believes the Manchin-Toomey gun background check bill he voted against would have done nothing to prevent the former Democratic chairman's death. Speaking with NPR station KASU in Jonesboro, Pryor answered similar attacks he's sustained over his vote.
We're very comfortable with gun ownership in our state, and we're very committed to doing it the right way. So I think the gun issue is just different in Arkansas than it is in a place, quite honestly, like it would be for the mayor of New York City, you know, and he's running all these ads around the country, and he's run quite a few in Arkansas. And I just think it's the guns are just a different issue here than they are in New York City.
Pryor says he did vote for the Republican and NRA-backed Grassley bill that would have added some similar reforms to gun purchases. The group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, reportedly paid $350,000 to air the ad on TV in Arkansas starting last week.
The Old State House Museum in Little Rock will be exhibiting the long history of Arkansas involved in Hollywood. Lights, Camera, Arkansas documents the actors, producers, and directors who during the last century have made an impact as national entertainers. Museum curator Joe Ellen Mack says the history of Arkansans in the movies dates all the way back to the Great Train Robbery made in 1903, widely considered the first feature film as we know of it today.
And an Arkansan by the name of Bronco Billy Anderson, his real name was Gilbert M. Anderson. He was born in Little Rock and spent some of his childhood in Pine Bluff, and he actually was in the very first movie. He had three minor roles and made like 50 cents a day.
Mack says the exhibit covers Arkansas-born entertainers of the silent era to the modern day, as well as movies shot on locations in the state. The exhibit opens June 8th. Admission is free.
Hotelier John Q. Hammonds, who developed more than 200 properties in 40 states, died Sunday in Springfield, Missouri. Hammonds left his mark on Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley with such properties as the Embassy Suites and John Q. Hammonds Center in Rogers, the Convention Center in Springdale, and the Marriott Courtyard in downtown downtown Fort Smith. Hammonds was 94.
The Arkansas Razorbacks finished their stint in the SEC baseball tournament over the holiday weekend. The Diamond Hogs defeated by number two in the country, LSU, in the SEC semifinals by a score of 3-1. The loss leaves Arkansas now 37-20 on the year. The Razorbacks will be playing in the NCAA tournament. They're the number two seed at the NCAA regional in Manhattan, Kansas. They will face the three seed Bryant Friday evening beginning at 7.
Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout the listening area with southeast winds around 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs from 81 to 85 and southern winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight in northwest Arkansas and a 50% chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect lows around 67 degrees.